Good morning and welcome to Biz Talk this morning, and we want to wish you a very special Happy New Year. We very, very sincerely wish that you have very good blessings in 2013 and your business is very successful and your life is very happy. My name is Tony Bush in the studio this morning with Randy Melzer. We have our guest this morning is going to be Dennis Brehm from Accurate Alignment. We'll be getting with Dennis in just a minute. We'll have a conversation with Dennis. Stay tuned because he's going to be sharing with us the importance of marketing and sound financial management for a business owner. But first, I'd like to introduce the sponsors who help bring the SCORE program to you each weekend. Our sponsors include the Associated Bank, Alberts & Haling Law Accounting Firm, Alberts & Haling CPAs. They're going to be very busy from now until probably April 15, 16. Then they'll take a little break, like a lot of accountants. Lakeview Credit Union is also a sponsor. We thank them for the sponsorship. Hurling Clark Law Firm on County Trunk A, Lindale Road, a full-service law firm. And two other sponsors who help us with our program here. One is the Business News. If you do not subscribe to the Business News, which comes out every 2 weeks, you really should. For $20 a year, you're going to capture a lot of helpful, important business information for your business. So we thank the Business News for promoting our program in their biweekly periodical. And we want to thank the eBiz Results Company in Oshkosh, who helped to design the new BizTalk with SCORE website. You can visit us at biztalkwithscore.com, and Randy will talk a little bit about it in a minute. But if you have questions for us, you can call us at the studio, or you can send us an email at biztalkwithscore.com, because Randy's got his computer fired up right here, and we're doing that technologically now.
We're all cranked up here, so if you do have a comment or something like that, go out to the website, click on the comment page, fill it in, and we'll be able to try and answer your question that way.
Exactly. Now, the SCORE chapter is the one who brings the BizTalk program to you each weekend. The Fox City SCORE chapter is located in the Chamber of Commerce building in downtown Appleton, and we service an eight-county area going from Appleton down to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. We have a lot of things going on. We have about 40-plus qualified mentors who are available to offer free mentoring and advisory services to entrepreneurs, those who are looking at starting a business, or perhaps those who have an existing business would like to grow it, or maybe overcome a challenge in their business. And our disciplines include, we have some folks in there with some accounting background, some marketing background, intellectual property background, IT.
And don't forget cash flow management.
Cash flow is really good. It is. And we have that. And it's all free. And business owners can contact the SCORE chapter through foxcities.score.org.
Right.
At that website, or biztalkwithscore.com.
Right. We have a lot of different ways to reach us.
Exactly. And we encourage you to use the SCORE chapter to help you with your business. And as I mentioned, we go from Appleton down through Oshkosh through Fond du Lac. We do have some things that we do outside the radio show. We have seminars. And Randy, tell us a little bit about the upcoming Simple Steps program.
Right. We've been talking about this one now. This is going to be about our fifth time around on the Simple Steps program. So what we do is it's a five-part program. The first portion of it is on just the basics, kind of answering the question, you want to be an entrepreneur. Okay, what does it take and how do you do it? Then we go into four additional programs. Each one of the programs covers a specific area. We talk about the different types of businesses that you can be in, as for instance as a sole proprietorship or C-Corp, that type of thing. We also then go into marketing, covering not only the general marketing concepts but also things along the lines of the social media and all of those areas.
Tweeting.
Tweeting, yes.
Want to hear my tweeting joke?
No, okay. I think we've done that one before, Tony.
Right.
Anyway, but once we get over those kinds of hurdles, we get into the regular marketing. But we also do, which we do have you involved in, is in the area of the financial background material, financial package, what you need to have as far as all of your financial planning.
The accounting statements, the balance sheet, income statement, cash flow.
Right, all of those areas. And then finally we go to where do I find the money, where we have people from the SBA, some of the bankers and so on, come in and talk about where the money is and how to do it, but not only the traditional ways, but also some of the non-traditional forms of financing as well.
Now, each of these sessions is about 3 hours.
Right.
And what are the dates that we have set up, Randy?
The first session is going to be on the 17th of January. It'll be in the morning. It is a special program. It runs from 8 until about 12:30 in the morning on the 17th at the Copper Rock, which is a coffee shop right downtown Appleton.
Mm-hmm.
And we include their coffee, breakfast, and luncheon for a $25 fee.
Mm-hmm.
So that one, you can register strictly for that one.
And Copper Rock now has that little banquet room to the side of the coffee cafe. So folks didn't know that, they've expanded their facility a bit, and now they make that available for
It's a private private room we can have, and so we can seat up to 30. So you're cordially invited. That one, again, you can register online to risk anytime you want to now. The next four programs will then be on February the 6th, 13th, 20th and 27th.
Mm-hmm.
Those are evening programs on Wednesday evenings from 6 until 9, and those are held at the SCORE office at the Fox Cities Chamber, which is at 125 North Superior Street in Appleton.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you can register for those. So we would ask you to go out online, register, check in on PayPal, and get everything all set so we know you're coming, because we're looking forward to, as I said, as many as probably 30 people at the startup.
And that's foxcities.score.org to go register for the – and they have information on their website about the program if you want to review that information.
Correct. All details are out there for you right now on both the first program and then the remaining four.
And one of the benefits to the program, couple benefits actually, well, three of them. You get to meet a number of the SCORE mentors, and there's a mingling going on. You get to meet other motivated business owners and entrepreneurs who are looking to solve the same basic kinds of problems you are.
Right.
And so you build a relationship that extends beyond the end of the program.
Right. We found a lot of our a lot of our participants have been networking, are networking with each other, because there are different things that they do, and yet there's a lot of things that are similar. They help each other. So it's a great network.
And the other big benefit is that all of the material that's presented in this program, including the accounting spreadsheets that Mary Lou does such a great job with presenting that,
mm-hmm.
it's all on a disc, and it's a takeaway.
Yep.
So you can take those templates and you can put your own numbers in, and you've got a template of a landscaping company to see how things work.
Right.
But you can then apply your numbers to those templates. So it's a great learning opportunity to apply things to your business.
Yeah, everybody says, gee, I wish I could find some way that I could have this. This is your way to get the working model of all of the financials that mm-hmm. you need to be able to understand how to work your business. So that just in and of itself is more than worth the price of admission.
It is. So we hope that you consider Simple Steps if you're thinking of starting a business or if you're in business now.
Okay.
And we would encourage you to attend that program.
One other point, too, for veterans out there that are listening, there is a program available for you to be able to take advantage of these kinds of programs for you. It's called the Fast Launch Initiative. It's part of the SCORE program. And, again, if you go out to score.org, that is the national program, you can apply for basically a coupon that allows you to take any and all of the Simple Steps programs for free. So go on out to the score.org website, take a look at the Fast Launch program for veterans, and we invite you to take part in that. And it doesn't matter what part of the service or when you were in service, as long as you are a veteran, you can qualify.
Well, Randy was in the Civil War, and he can qualify, so that works out.
Right, yeah. Uh-huh. Thank you very much.
I was in the Navy in the Civil War, so I
Oh, you were the one that sunk, wasn't it, that big metal one?
Yeah, we didn't. We were in the wrong place at the wrong time, actually, but we survived.
Right.
Anyway, that's our introduction for the SCORE chapter in the show this morning. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll start a conversation with Dennis Brehm, who's with Accurate Alignment this morning. Stay tuned. It'll give you an opportunity to call in and ask Dennis some questions about how do they do things over at Accurate Alignment. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio with Randy Melzer. And our guest this morning is Dennis Brehm from Accurate Alignment. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
I'm fine. Thanks for coming in this morning. And it was I'm glad you made it in ticket-free. But thanks for coming in and being with us this morning, Dennis. Tell us a little bit about Accurate Alignment and your role and a little bit of the history of the company, if you just give a little background.
Well, Accurate Alignment, or we market as Accurate Full Service Vehicle Center as well, is a company that's been in the Valley for a long time. Mm-hmm. My father and a couple of partners actually began this back in 1954. Mm-hmm. We are a one-location company. We don't have other branches anywhere, but we're actually at the third location in Appleton. So, mm-hmm. And every time we've moved, we've about doubled or tripled the size of the company. So since 1954, it's about 58 years going on 59, and began as a purely automotive, doing auto alignment, undercar suspension, mm-hmm. Wheel balancing, things like that, and then auto frame straightening. Mm-hmm. Well, through the years, auto frame straightening kind of went by the wayside because there are no frames anymore mm-hmm. in many vehicles, obviously, with the unibodies. Mm-hmm. When we moved to our current location, which happened in 1974.
Where's that, Dennis?
That's on West Franklin Street, okay. 3020 West Franklin. Franklin out there is about one block long, so you have to look for it a little bit. But we're right off of Franklin.
Just off of College. Right?
Franklin and Lilas Drive is the corner okay. we're at. And actually, if you come out College Avenue and turn by that Taco Bell right there on the avenue.
Head north from there.
Exactly. Yep. But when we moved to the current location, we kind of moved from just an automotive primary shop to actually our truck department is twice the size of our automotive side. So we moved into the heavy truck frame and really trucks of all sizes, everything from 3/4 ton right up to semis, mm-hmm. Buses. We do a lot of RV work, mm-hmm. Through the year. We're a warranty center for Spartan Motorhome.
Okay.
So we take care of the big coaches, the $500,000, the coaches like you have, Tony. So,
yeah, right.
So
the ones I dream about.
The big ones, yeah, yeah, the big ones. And we're really very full service. Over the years, we have advanced from just under car and under truck suspension to the concept of diagnostics, of engine performance and drivability. Do a lot of brake work, things like that. In the truck side, we do a lot of undercarriage rebushing of axles and lining of axles and things like mm-hmm. that on the semi-trailers and the rear ends of tractors. On the auto side, it's very full service. As a matter of fact, in the auto side, it's almost 50-50 some days where we're doing engine diagnostics, drivability, changing intake gaskets, things like that, as well as being able to diagnose the undercar. It shakes when I drive it. Mm-hmm. It pulls right, pulls left, things like that. Mm-hmm. I think through the years, especially in the alignment suspension area, we have kind of become known as the place where the hard jobs go. Mm-hmm. Because very frequently we'll have a customer that has taken a vehicle to another resource for alignment or for new tires, and sometimes they talk about giving away a free alignment. There's nothing free, Tony.
Right,
they find ways to catch the price on that. But what will happen is that they'll get into a unique alignment situation, either with something bent or something that isn't easily adjustable. And the technician will just get frustrated and actually tell the customer, just take it to Accurate.
Really?
And we are,
good for you.
Exactly. And we had that, I think there were two or three instances again this week where, mm-hmm. where customers had gone to other locations, in some cases had tried alignment one or twice, maybe three times even, and they couldn't get it right.
And this was for cars and trucks?
Well, these instances were cars.
Okay. So the people who own automobiles.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And in the truck side, not so much. Okay. We've got an excellent reputation among the especially the independent owner operators, We do a lot of log trucks, amazingly, from Upper Michigan, because the loggers will come down from Upper Michigan. They'll leave at 4 in the morning, be at our place by 8. The guys will go through the vehicle, be able to rebush the axles on the suspension on the truck, and sometimes on a log trailer. We have a very large parts house as well as our repair shop. And what that does is it gives us the ability to have the parts on hand. The guys can go through it. 4:30, the vehicle is rolled out of the door. He hops back on the road. He's back in the woods the next day. And they really appreciate
time
that.
Time is money.
Time is money. But that truck is down. He's not making a dime. So.
Exactly. And they come all the way from Michigan.
They all come all the way from the Upper Peninsula, yeah. We have quite a number of log trucks that will come to us during the year.
Okay, yeah, Dennis. It sounds like over the years you've done a lot of transition from what you started as to what you're adding and what you're adding. When you do that, just as a is it more customer driven? The people come in, your customer says we need this, and you go ahead and start working on it. Or are there things that you've actually planned out where you said this is the next thing coming. This is where people are going to need. How have you approached that transition?
I think a lot of it is customer driven, where we find that a certain item pops up. Our technicians, initially when we started and we were almost exclusively suspension, what we found was that, especially in the car shop, the customer would come in and say, well, I'm getting my car lined up today and I've got an appointment to get my water pump changed someplace else tomorrow. And we kind of looked in the mirror and said, wait a minute, the guys we have on the floor are multi-talented. They're very capable of changing a water pump. And so we gradually moved more into that.
Okay.
Probably over the last 8 to 10 years, primarily, we've made that somewhat more of a focus, in the auto shop. A lot of it is customer driven. A lot of it in some areas is vehicle driven, where there are engineering changes in vehicles, and suddenly you realize this part of the vehicle is having more trouble. We're finding more instances of failure in that area.
And one of the things I heard you say too was that you have the staff. You have the people who have the capabilities. How are you doing with that? Are you're still? I mean, how many people do you have at this time?
There's about 35, 36 of us inside the building.
Wow. Okay.
My auto shop is 4 technicians on the floor and 2 managers behind the desk. Truck shop is 3 managers behind the desk, and there's, I'm guessing, without counting heads, we're about 14 on the floor. And then the rest would be either outside sales for parts or inside sales for parts.
Are you finding that there is an availability of good people to be able to work for you?
There are good people. There are not a lot of them sometimes. Okay. The last technicians that I've gone to find, I've had difficulty finding the kind of skills we were looking for. We're very fortunate. We have very little turnover.
Okay.
We just retired a fellow that I think hit 42 years with us.
Wow.
Okay. Almost from the beginning.
He came out of the tech school and never left.
Do you find the tech school is a good source for people when you need them?
The tech school, especially for automotive, is a very good source for us.
Okay.
And it gives the individuals a very good start, very good basis. We do a lot of internal specialized training to do it the way we like to do it. The truck shop, not so much. The truck shop is in large measure, especially in the alignment suspension area, is in large measure learned on the job kind of thing.
Yeah.
So you're looking for individuals that have excellent mechanical skills, basic abilities to disassemble and reassemble things, are diagnostic in thought process, where they can look at a problem and think through what might be the solution for that problem, or how do I hook up to make this bend, change,
how to adapt to what you really need to do
exactly.
at the time.
Exactly.
Okay, great.
We're going to have to take a quick break right here, guys, and we'll come back on the other side, but we'll give out the phone number when we come back and invite you to call in and ask Dennis some questions if you have a question about how do you run a business in today's economy. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. This morning, welcome back to BizTalk. We're glad to have you back with us. Our guest this morning is Dennis Brame from Accurate Alignment. And I don't quite have that name correct. What is that name, Dennis? How do you promote your company today?
We also market as Accurate Full Service Vehicle Center.
Okay, Accurate Full Service Vehicle Center, which incorporates a lot of automobile repairs, alignments, brakes, things like that, engine work, as well as trucks and RVs for my imaginary RV, my big, whatever they call those things, motorhomes. But if you do have a question for Dennis, if you want to ask him how do you do things there to make your business successful, give us a call at 281-1150 here in Appleton. If you're outside the area, call us at 1-866-887-1150. And you can also send us an email at, what is it, Randy? info@biztalkwithscore.com?
Correct.
Or
yes.
Just go on the website?
Just go out to our website here for the BizTalk website, and you can email us that way and also get to Score that way.
Good. Dennis, tell us a little bit about how do people contact you? If someone wanted to contact you, say, next week and come in and talk, how would they reach you?
First way would be a phone call.
Okay.
We're at 920-731-5442.
Okay.
That phone number takes you to the front desk, to the receptionist, and she will gladly direct you to, if you have a vehicle-specific question, you would go to one of the departments, either car or truck, something in reference to the business, to marketing of it. You know, I'd be glad to talk to somebody.
Sure.
Would so enjoy that.
And your website, you have a website for Accurate?
Website, www.takeittoaccurate.com.
Cool.
The two is T-O.
Okay.
And that phrase kind of started off many years ago. My brother was at a gathering in his neighborhood or something, a social gathering, and somebody was talking about a vehicle, and they were having trouble with it. And one of the other persons said to this person with the vehicle, "Well, just take it to Accurate." And that phrase has kind of stuck over the years.
Good branding.
And,
It is.
So we have wonderful history, a wonderful reputation. We believe in the area, and we're doing our best to grow that.
Well, I had the opportunity as a banker to work with your dad, Cliff, in financing the business years ago, and with your brother, Mark. And I can testify that it's a very well-run, family-owned business, and you're very strong in your community commitments. And I think during the break you were telling us that one of your employees just recently retired, 42 years?
42 years, yeah.
42 years you've been working for the company. So it's a testimony to, I believe, a value-added small local company that we don't want to just ignore and take it to Accurate.
Exactly, yeah. We put a lot of stock in doing the best for our employees that we can because we understand that the most valuable tool we have inside the building are the people who use those tools, and helping them to stay with us
and do their jobs.
To do their job effectively and efficiently, because that's a big deal today.
Oh yes, it is.
Inefficiencies, any inefficiencies that can be removed, that is huge. A couple of years ago, we were we do a lot of work for Oshkosh Truck and Pierce, where we provide parts.
Sure.
We have a wonderful customer relationship with Pierce, where we do repair work on some trucks, especially the fire trucks that have been damaged in accidents, and that help them get them back on the road so they can go back to their useful purpose. And they had actually asked us to become ISO certified.
Okay.
And the whole ISO process, where you go through and examine your procedures and look for efficiencies and make sure that you're documenting things properly. We've now been ISO certified for about 6 or 7 years.
That's
something
great.
Like that.
That's excellent.
And it's a very major program. We're audited externally once a year. We have somebody that comes in and does an audit for a day on the fact that we're treating all the pieces.
You're maintaining
properly.
all that,
and it's very very much providing customer service because the whole ISO process says that you're doing what you intend to do, and that the customer at the end has the quality that they're expecting.
I remember a survey many years ago, Dennis. Dennis, going back about 8 to 10 years, I remember this survey came out, and it was asking the question, "How do you feel about taking your automobile in for repairs and not having the job done right the first time and having to bring it back again, or maybe bringing it to someone else, or just take it to Accurate?" And the consumer's responses where it's worse than going to the dentist. Mm-hmm. To have to go in and have your automobile serviced and repaired, and then it's not done correctly, and it's an inconvenience thing, and you don't want to call the dealer back or the auto repairer and say, I'm still not satisfied. It's just an uncomfortable thing, and people just didn't want to have, it's worse than going to the dentist was their response, or their comparison.
Well, and that's a good comparison, because when you do go to the dentist, an ethical dentist will do what needs to be done.
Yeah.
A less than ethical dentist will find all kinds of reasons to drill more cavities out.
Or crowns or whatever.
And when you get into auto repair, one of the things that I don't know that the average consumer always is watching, is that in many situations, the service writer that greets you and writes up the job, as well as the technician on the floor that's doing the job, they're on commission.
Okay.
The more they sell, the more they make.
Mm-hmm.
So when that technician comes off the floor with a 20-item list of things that you better do today or your car is going to break before it leaves this parking lot, understand he's doing that in part, maybe not totally, but in part, because he makes more money that way.
It's a volume game, not a quality game.
Well, yeah. And when you come to Accurate, the person writing up the job at the desk and the technician on the floor are both paid hourly. They're not paid anymore if they do lots of things for you, or if we look at the vehicle, there's nothing going on and send you on your way.
Right.
But what we try to do is to tell you everything that's going on in your vehicle so that when you leave, at the very least, you have a full scope of what's going on. Now you can go into your budget. You can figure out when you can handle these things. You can decide whether you want to keep the car or the truck or not. And so
informed decisions.
Exactly. So we find it very, very supportive of positive customer service.
Right. And that also overcomes the problem. I can remember that going in was always we'll change this and hope that's what's wrong. I've had that experience where by the time you come in the fourth or fifth time, they're still changing things and you're paying for each change. It's one of the things that, like going to the dentist and he's happily wandering around trying to find the cavity, but until he gets to it, you just keep paying for the drilling.
Exactly. And I see our guys being very good at their diagnostics.
That's a whole another world, by the way, that you guys live in with all of the diagnostics and the equipment that you use to be able to determine what's wrong with the car.
Well, it is, but even in the sense of suspension, the diagnostic concept is probably in the technician's head.
Uh-huh.
Because he's knowing the geometry mm-hmm. of what's going on underneath the vehicle and why things should be as they are. And then he's looking for what happened to the vehicle, mm-hmm. what did that change, what did it bend, what did it break, and now what do we need to replace, straighten, bring into line to make the vehicle run properly.
So, Dennis, you really have to maintain a high level of education among your staff.
Yes.
You're training, and a company needs to commit to those resources because if you don't, you're going to be left behind.
We have a training manager. Jerry is our training manager and does an excellent job for us. We like to think of him as a super tech sometimes that if the guys get into a jam that they're not sure where to go next, Jerry is their next piece. We have lots of computer resources where we go out and we will check bulletins, repair bulletins on vehicles and look up, like an encyclopedia of what's going on in this vehicle and how
somebody
can we
issues
make it
a recall.
Exactly.
Toyota had problems with their accelerators a while back, and every now and then that happens. A part doesn't work properly.
Right.
And it's subject to recall, so you have to keep up with those.
Well, and when you think of it, if a technician is working for a dealership and he has a particular model line that he's working on, he might be working on that same type of vehicle 25 times this week.
Yep.
When a vehicle comes in the door in our shop, the technician, as he works, may never see the same vehicle, the same model of the same type of vehicle twice in a month.
Right.
And every vehicle he touches, is different. And so it causes the guys to be very diagnostically focused mm-hmm. in the idea that we're looking at what's the problem, what can be the root causes of that problem, and what's the most probable solution for that problem.
Dennis, how do you market Accurate? How do you get the marketing out there and get through the years of transitions? Like Randy was saying earlier, some of these changes of products and services are customer driven. They come in and they, can you do this? Can you do this? And you do it, and then you find out that's a good niche. So how do you market that? How do you put it all together so it markets well? How do business owners look at Accurate and see, I want to do that too?
Years ago, when my father began the business, the competition level was much less than it is now. Mm-hmm. And so his concept of marketing many times was you put up a sign on a very visible road, you do good work, you shake hands, and you have lots of referrals. Exactly. And we so appreciate those referrals. We have fourth generation customers.
Take it to Accurate.
Exactly. The competition has built just a little bit. I think I looked in at one point, and I think I saw about 135 places in Appleton where you could get your car fixed.
Wow.
And a lot of them coming from the outside, a lot of big box stores coming from the outside kind of thing. And so we found it back in the early 2000s that it would be necessary for us to get our name out to – in some cases, we're still the best-kept secret in Appleton. Mm-hmm. Because we're a very easy place to get to, but we're hard to find.
It's like Gandrew Chevrolet. You're cleverly hidden behind Taco Bell.
Yeah, exactly. You know. Yeah, exactly. And so in recent years, what we've done is we do a lot of work on the radio, different network, but mm-hmm. we're in a lot of work on the radio. The website has been up. We're on our current website is our second generation. Mm-hmm. We are currently designing the third generation mm-hmm. because they have changed so mm-hmm. considerably. For the last about a year and a half to 2 years, we've had a social marketing company that we're working with. So we are on Facebook. There's a Facebook page. And by the way, if you go to that Facebook page and like us, there's a $10 coupon there for your next repair.
Okay.
As part of that Facebook marketing, what we're doing is every Wednesday morning, I have my marketing agent, the young man come in with his video camera, and we do a video update of what's new at Accurate today.
Wonderful.
And basically what I'm doing is going around the shop, finding jobs that are in place, and we might talk about a curb hit, you know, after a nice storm, you slid into a curb, what does that do?
Bad things.
Why tread depth is an important thing.
Especially on those big motor homes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you should be in warm climates with those.
Yeah.
But by doing that, what we're doing is putting and there is an Accurate site at YouTube, where all these videos are cataloged, that we're gradually building up, you know, a quantity of information that the consumer mm-hmm. can use and can benefit
So you're finding that you use a real good mix then of different
yes.
Marketing tools to be able to accomplish your goals. But I do.
We'll be at the RV and camping show in Green Bay by the end of later in January, and I go to the home and garden show, the local home and garden show at the Tri-City Ice Arena, Tri-County Ice Arena.
So you're getting top of mind awareness through those kinds of programs, generating a lot of awareness in the various different types of places that you're in. Okay.
So it does help to use the technology of the computer. Marketing a company, and you do have to keep up with the times.
Yes.
Because, again, it's like the education of the staff. If you don't keep training them and you don't keep your technology, your marketing technology current, you're going to get behind. And people aren't going to see you anymore. It's a constant refining, tweeting, Facebook, LinkedIn, all that sort of thing.
Well, I think I've heard that, you know, typically you lose about, 20% of your market. Of mm-hmm. your customer base every year, either
right.
they buy a new car and now it's under dealer warranty, mm-hmm. or they move away, or mm-hmm. they die.
Mm-hmm.
There's lots of transition, as well as there's a whole bunch of folks that have moved into the Fox Cities area as we've seen subdivisions grow up all over the area. And again, if they're working in East Appleton, where the station is. They don't see us on the west side.
Right.
So I've got to find some way to get the word out to them. And we're very convenient to the entire area because we have a customer shuttle. So you can drop off early in the morning. We'll get you to work. We'll come even back
That's
to
good.
Work and pick you back up and get you back to your vehicle if we need to. All in no charge, obviously. We'd love to do that.
Real quickly, we have to take a break, Dennis.
Sure.
But real quickly, you mentioned the logging trucks from Upper Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
How did that come about that you've got the expertise, and then how do you capitalize on that so that more logging owners come down to see you to get their trucks fixed?
My guess is that's a word of mouth thing among the guys up there.
So you don't have a marketing program up in Michigan?
No. And again, for to be cost effective, you know, as you're spreading across the reaches of Upper Michigan,
that's right.
That would be difficult. And so my guess is it's personal referral from some of those guys, as well as the fact that there may not be a shop north of us that can do what we do. So they're searching, you know, they're coming down to Green Bay, they're coming down to the area. And if we couldn't, do they have to go farther, Oshkosh, Fond du Lac, even to Milwaukee?
They'll
to
go
get
where
it
they
done.
Have to go to get
exactly,
it done.
Exactly, yeah. Okay.
Well, with that, we're going to take our final break. We'll come back on the other side for the final segment of our show this morning. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. And welcome back to BizTalk this morning. Tony Bush, Randy Melzer. We're talking with Dennis Brehm at Accurate. We are learning a lot about what makes a company successful and some of the marketing efforts and the focus on employee training and giving people the tools to do what they need to do and apply the things that they know to help the customer. And as Dennis so well pointed out this morning in our interview so far, that the employees are really the best tools in the shop to use the tools to do the work. And your focus has been since 1954 in your company to focus on the employee and focus on the customer and provide a quality, a real quality service to in a very competitive marketplace to auto owners as well as a trucking company. When we were just before break, we're coming back for a final segment. Dennis, would you like to talk a little bit about the important? I'm sorry, we have a caller on the line. Carl. I'm sorry. Thanks, Randy. Carl, good morning. You have a question for Dennis?
Yes. With this being a privately owned, it's a family business. That's correct, yes?
Yes.
So I'm a little curious, what would your management structure be then? Do you have a board, or you know, is it just the family that's in the management structure, so to speak?
Right now, the ownership is my brother and myself. My brother is serves as the CEO. Has more to do with financial matters. He runs the parts house together with a manager there. My role is more the marketing and HR side of this. We have an accountant on staff, a good friend of Tony's, that's been a great guy, great part of our office there. So he does the financials inside the building as well as some of the benefit HR, where he's taking care of the health insurance and things like that. We don't have a board of directors as such. We actually have we've been part of an organization called TAB. It's called the Alternative Board, which is a group of business owners. On my board, I think there were about eight of us. We get together once a month, discuss business issues. It's amazing across the realm of business how the issues are the same. You know, the marketing, the employment, you know, all of that kind of thing. And then of course we have the managers in the departments, but we're a very flat organization per se, is that you don't have to go through a lot of levels to get from top to bottom in this organization.
Okay, very good. That's answers my question.
Great. Thanks, Carl. Calling in.
Thank you.
I'm sorry I missed Carl there for a second.
Yeah, I didn't want you. You were on a roll there, and I figured he'd been very patient waiting. So,
well, we have about 3 minutes, 2.5 minutes left.
Right.
Randy, do you have anything to follow up with?
Like I said, you caught me a little flat-footed when we were talking about how to contact us and so on, as far as email addresses and that type of thing. A reminder: if you want to send any kind of email or inquiry to us, either do it through the BizTalk with Score website here, or else through the foxcities.score.org.
Got it. Dennis, as is a tradition in our program, we ask our guests to leave a little biz tip, a pearl of wisdom, something that might inspire a listener or provide a direction for them if they're facing an issue. Do you have a pearl of wisdom to share this morning?
I guess I would say that don't forget the little things, the routine things, the boring things on a daily basis. In your financial management, it might be the cash flow numbers. In your vehicle service, it's the routine maintenance, the kind of things that you boringly have to do every 3,000, 6,000, 20,000, or 60,000 miles. those are the things that will ultimately keep your car running and save you some major repairs down the road.
And that's the kind of thing, too, that'll keep your business running for all the years.
Absolutely.
Wonderful.
Yep.
Pay me now or pay me later.
Right. Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Well, we want to thank you for coming in this morning, Dennis. We really appreciate
Thanks
you
for the opportunity.
Up.
It was great to see you guys.
Always good to see you. What's your phone number one more time?
920-731-5442.
So if someone wants to call you up next week and ask some questions, you'd be willing to talk to them?
I'd love to talk with them, absolutely.
And
Stop by. We'll give you a tour.
And remember, you can always take it to Accurate.
Right, absolutely.
And with that, we're going to close our show. Our guest next week is going to be Greg Curtis from Hurling Clark. He's going to be here next week. We're going to talk legal matters. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
News Talk 1150 WHBY, Kimberly, Appleton, Fox Cities, a Woodward radio station.